Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. We gather together in this conference to serve the Lord. We're gathered this day from many places. I am from New York. My brother is from Seattle, Washington. And many of you come from different places around the world. We're here with a desire to serve the Lord. Some are servants of the Lord and elder servants of the Lord.
有些是在主里已经是年长的弟兄们。
And sitting toward the back, we have some who are very young and desire to serve the Lord.
好像在我们后面也有一些年轻的弟兄有这个侍奉主的心愿。
It is our privilege, having been saved by grace, to serve the Lord all our days.
我们这些蒙恩的人能够来一起侍奉主，这是神给我们的特权。
We'd like to turn to some passages this afternoon.
今天下午我们要交通一段主的话。
Beginning today in John chapter 13.
请我们打开约翰福音13章。
We want to begin in verse 31.
我们从31节开始。
John chapter 13, beginning in verse 31.
约翰福音13章31节。
Therefore, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him.
他既出去，耶稣就说，如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。
If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him immediately.
神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。
Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come.
小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我。 但我所去的地方，你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。A
new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。 我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若彼此有相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。Simon
Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me later.
西门彼得问耶稣说, 主往哪里去？耶稣回答说：“我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。”Peter
said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me. Three times.
彼得说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。”耶稣说：“你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在告诉你，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。”Let
not your heart be troubled. Believe into God. Believe also into me.
你们心里不要忧愁。
你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going.
在我父的家里有许多住处。若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth.And the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And then in the same chapter 14, verses 27 through 29.
我们看27节到29节。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的，不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
You heard that I said to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe.
你们听见我对你们说了。我去还要到你们这里来，你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐，因为父是比我大的。现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。
And then just a few verses from the book of Acts, chapter 18.
我们再看使徒行传十八章。使徒行传十八章。
Acts 18, verse 24.
二十四节。
Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth,An eloquent man came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所。他生在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。
This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord. Now note that phrase, the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit...He was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, but being acquainted only with the baptism of John.
25节，这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲问教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。在这里中文的翻译主的道，英文翻译的时候是翻译成主的道路。
And he began to speak out boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more perfectly.
他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。 这里神的道也是英文的圣经是神的道路。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we do come to you in this conference on service.
主，这一次的特会，我们来到这里来思想侍奉的事。
And we're so thankful that you've given us the Lord Jesus Christ as the way and the truth and the life.
我们实在感谢你，你把耶稣基督赏给我们做我们的道路、真理、生命。
And so we know you also have given us your Holy Spirit.
你更是把圣灵赏给我们。
We pray the Spirit of God will quicken our bodies and our minds and hearts this afternoon.
今天下午我们就祷告，求神把圣灵的能力来坚固我们的灵魂体。
Teach us the way.
也启示教导你的道路。
That we may please you in every aspect of our service.
叫我们在每一个侍奉上都能够讨你的喜悦。
We depend upon the Holy Spirit to teach us the way more accurately.
我们真是依靠圣灵来把你的道路教导我们更准确的来行走。
So we gather before you with open hearts.
我们在你面前有一个敞开的心。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.As we gathered together for this week, I thought of Apollos, this Jewish preacher.
这次我们聚集的时候，我觉得我心里面就想到，主让我想到这一个我们刚刚念的亚波罗弟兄。
He was strong in the Word of God.
这个弟兄是非常会讲解圣经的弟兄。
And he had been instructed in the way of the Lord.
然后他也被主教导关于他的道路。
And he was a faithful servant of God.
他对神也是非常的忠心。
And so he went through synagogues speaking.
他就到不同的会堂里面来讲道。
But there in Ephesus he met Aquila and Priscilla.
那么有一次来到了以弗所，他就遇见这对夫妻百居拉跟雅居拉。
And when they heard our servant Apollos speaking,
当这对夫妻听见亚波罗弟兄讲完道，
They had some fellowship with him.
他们就有一点交通。
And they shared with him the way of the Lord more accurately.
那么在这个交通的里面，他们就把主的道路更准确的、更多的讲解给这位弟兄。
Now this is our heart as we gather together in these days.
我觉得这幅图画就是我们这一次在一起有这个聚会的那个图画。
We all desire to serve the Lord.
我们大家都有一个心，愿意服侍主。
And to know the Lord's way more accurately.
我们盼望这一次的交通能够让我们对神的道路能够有更准确的认识。
And we are speaking upon this theme from John chapter 14.
我们这次的主题圣经是用约翰福音十四章来讲。
It's a very unique passage.
这段话是非常独特的话语。
John, as an older servant is now sharing the gospel through this book of John.
使徒约翰这个时候他的年龄非常的大，但是他仍然把福音这个宝贵的福音传讲给我们。
He is sharing as an eyewitness of the things he has seen that Jesus say and do that would lead those who read to believe in the Son of God.
他是亲眼见过主，亲耳听过主讲道，经历主的大能，他是能够做耶稣的见证。
But his gospel has a second purpose as well.
但是在他的福音书里面，他还有第二个目标、目的。
The Christian life has a transcendent quality to it.
因为基督徒所得到的生命有一个要把我们提升的这个能力。
The Christian life.Is lived in the heavenly way.
因为这一个生命要把我们带活出一种属天的方式。
And as John examines the church as an elder servant,
这位年老的仆人在这个时候来重新来看当代的教会。
He sees that there has been much work done and many servants in the way of the Lord.
他就看见那个时代。何等的需要更多的关于神工作的道路的问题。
And yet John is burdened to recover that which has been lost.
所以他在主的面前就有这个负担，要把教会所失落的重新恢复起来。
As servants of the Lord, we may know the ways of the Lord.
我们做主的仆人，我们可能也知道一些关于主的道路。
We have been instructed by example and through others gone before us.
在我们前面的弟兄们也曾经教导过我们。
And yet it is possible to serve and yet not know the way.
但是我们虽然在服侍，对这条服侍的路，我们不一定明白。
I hope that we can stand with our brother Thomas today.
我们今天能够看借着多马的反应，我们能够站在他的角度。
That we can picture our lives as this disciple who said, "I don't know the way."
多马很诚实地告诉主说，我不知道这条路是什么。
You see in John chapter 14 and verse 5,
在十四章的第五节
he actually said,Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
他在这里很诚实地向主耶稣说，我们也不知道去哪里，更谈不上知道你的道路在哪里。
Indeed, the disciples were at a very strategic moment in their history.
在这一刻，是这些门徒们来到一个关键时刻。
When Jesus announced that he was going to leave them,It's as if they had come to the end of their way.
因为当他们亲耳听见耶稣说我要离开你们，对每一个门徒听见这个话的人，好像感觉这是世界末日了。
But they were standing, in fact, right on the eve of an epic-changing event through the life of Jesus Christ.
但是他们并不了解，他们这个晚上是站在耶稣要把整个时代改变的一个晚重要晚上。
As these disciples stood there asking Jesus questions,
这个时候门徒们问耶稣一个问题
about the way,
关于道路。
In fact, within hours and days, a whole new and living way would be opened up for all mankind.
因为在过几小时之后，甚至在几天之内，有一条整个通天的路要向人类打开。
They were on the before side of Calvary.
现在他们正是在这个加略山的前刻。
The heavenly way had not yet been opened.
这个属天的道路还没有被启示出来。
But soon Jesus would die on the cross.
再不久，马上耶稣就要上十字架了。
He would be buried and raised again.
然后他要被埋葬，他第三天要从死里复活。
He would ascend into heaven.
然后他就要升到高天。
And on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的那一天
，a new and living way would be opened up before the disciples.
这个又新又活的路要向我们打开来。
Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be glorified.And put into the center on his throne of all of God's purpose.
那一天，我们的耶稣基督要被高成为那基督，他是坐在宝座上。
This was a tremendous moment.
这是一个荣耀的一刻。
And we're so thankful that the Apostle John records this moment for us to be there.
所以，当老约翰把这段发生的事情记载在圣经里面。对我们每一个人都有非常重要的意义。
As we stand there in this moment, there's a great contrast that can be seen between Jesus and his disciples.
你注意这一个时刻是何等的一个反差，一面你看到主知道他要做什么，另一面门徒完全茫然。
Jesus has composure and a confidence about him that comes from knowing his way.
主在这一个危机的时刻有十分的把握，一点都不乱，他知道下一步是什么。为什么？因为他知道那条路是什么。
If you look in chapter 13 of John and the very first verse,
你如果注意看十三章的第一节，
you'll see the basis of Jesus' confidence.
这一节里面你就可以知道耶稣那个信心的源头是什么。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And then again in verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God, and was going back to God.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus stood there on the eve of Calvary with confidence and peace.
耶稣那个晚上，他站在加略山十字架的面前，他充满着信心，充满着这个自信。
And how could he stand so peacefully?
他能够这样安然地面对这个危机，为什么？
Even talking lovingly to his disciples as my little children.
而且能够用这样非常安慰的语句称呼这些门徒是我的小子们。
It's because he knew his beginning and he knew his end.
因为他在他心里，他知道他怎么开始的，他也知道他的终局是什么。
He said to his disciples,
他对他的门徒说
I am going to the Father.
我要回到父家去。
And the hour of my glory has come.
我得荣耀的那一刻到了。
And I will glorify him, and he will glorify me.
我要荣耀他，父也要荣耀我。
But, in order to go to glory, I must leave you.
但是为着要得着这个伟大的荣耀，我现在要暂时离开你们。
Now we know that our Lord Jesus soon after this went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he wrestled with great sweat about this matter of going to the cross.
讲完这段话以后，我们从下一章圣经就知道，他是进到科西玛尼园，在那里汗如雪点这样的祷告。
But here, John reminds us of his divine serenity just before Calvary.
但是约翰在这里却把在这一个危机时刻，耶稣所面临的这个问题前后的细节很仔细地告诉我们。
But we also see in contrast the disciples. They're anxious. They're fearful. They're filled with questions.
对照之下，门徒所面临的却是彷徨，不知道不知所措，下一步是什么，完全是在未知数当中。
And John gives us this moment and makes it very human by mentioning four disciples by name who were standing there at this moment.
所以在这一刻你会发现使徒约翰很仔细地记载四个门徒那个带着人性的对话。
There was Peter.
彼得是一位。
There was Thomas.
多马是一位。
There was Philip.
菲利是一位。
There was Judas, not Iscariot.
然后另外有一个犹大的弟兄。
Asking questions.
他们四个人在那里问不同的问题。
Anxious.
而且非常的迫切。
Fearful.
又有恐惧。
Not knowing what was going to happen.
因为不知道未来要发生什么事。
Here were the disciples who had been instructed in the ways of the Lord.
这里有一个门徒他知道这条路。
They had followed the Lord for a few years.
因为他们是跟从主有这么几年了。
And yet if they came to this moment,
但现在来到这个时刻
they did not know the way.
反而对前面的道路迷失了，不知道怎么办。
It seems that their way had ended.
好像他们跟随主的这条路到此为止。
But as we know, their way had really only begun.
但是今天我们回头看的时候，他们不是来到了路的终点，乃是来到了一条路的起点。
To me, I find this is a very instructive picture for the servant of God.
所以这幅图画对我们每一个人，每一个要服侍主的仆人们，是很重要的一幅图画。
As we serve the Lord and we are instructed in His way,
我们今天要来学习侍奉神，神也把他的路方法告诉我们。
We come up against this question, but do we understand the way?
但是现在我们的问题是，到底对这唯一的路我们认识吗？
I am one such servant.
我就是这样的一个主的仆人。
I served in a denomination.
我曾经在一个宗派里面来服侍主。
I went to the seminary and trained to be a minister.
我也去神学院受过神学教育，要做一个牧师。
I learned the ways of the denomination and the ways of the Lord.
在学校里面，老师也教导我们很多关于这一个宗派里面许多做事的方法。
But for 10 years,
这样整整有十年的时光，
I served the Lord, but did not know the way.
虽然我是说是侍奉主，但是我对主的那他的路并不认识。
Now I knew the Lord Jesus.
我当然认识主是谁。
And he is the way.
他是道路。
But I didn't know the way.
但是我并不知道他那唯一的路。
And I ask this question of you.
那同样的问题我今天问在座的每一位。
Faithfully serving.
你们很忠心的在服侍。
Whether preaching the word.
不管你是传福音。
Teaching a Sunday school class.
或者教主日学课程。
Serving in various ways.
在不同的领域中忠心的服侍。
Of course, we learn the ways of the Lord.
是在这些服侍里面我们学了许多服侍的方法。
But do we know the way?
但是我们对主那唯一的路懂吗？
Thomas says, how can we know the way?
多马在这里就问了，主啊，我们怎么能够知道你的道路呢？
Now let's go back for a few moments and think about the ways the disciples were instructed walking with the Lord Jesus.
那我们再退几步来看，主是怎么样教导他们。
First, we know the disciples were called.
你先想到门徒遇见主是被主呼召来的。
Now everyone is called to be a servant.
我们也是一样，我们成为主的仆人，因为主呼召我们。
And these men left their nets or their tax booths, and they began to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以你就看到门徒有的放下了渔网来跟随主，有的离开了他收税的桌子来跟随主。
They watched him teach.
他们就看主怎么样教导。
They saw him perform miracles.
也看见主怎么样行神迹。
They saw him cast out demons.
也看见主怎么样赶鬼。
They saw him love the unlovely.
他们也看见他爱那些不可爱的人。
How they were captured by this master.
他们就被主所做所行吸引住了。
What a beautiful master he was.
他们实在感觉到他们的主是这样的美丽。
He was.The servant of the Lord.
他们能够认识他实在是那唯一服侍主的忠心仆人。
And by watching him, they were learning the ways of the Lord.
所以借着这样多年的观察，他们开始学习主的道路。
Of course, they came to the moment on the mountain.
那有一次主带他们到一座山。
And it was revealed to them who Jesus was.
在这个山上，主启示他自己到底是谁。
He was the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
他是那受膏者，是神的儿子。
What a tremendous calling they had.
这是何等大的一个呼召。
To follow the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
他们有这样的荣幸能够跟随那受膏者，神的儿子。
But then after a period of time, these disciples were chosen.
然后过了一段时间，他们又被主拣选。
Jesus specifically chose these 12, and he sent them out two by two.To preach and minister the kingdom of God.
主耶稣拣选这十二个人，然后一对一对的打发他们出去传道。
He gave them authority.
神给他们，耶稣给他们权柄。
And he told them to preach the kingdom.
告诉他们传国度的福音。
And they went out.
然后他们就走。
And they served.
他们的确服侍主。
They obeyed their master.
因为他们顺服主的命令。
But I ask you the question, how did they serve?
那我就问你们。他们那个时候是怎么服侍的？
Well, they didn't have much experience.
他们没有什么经历。
But they had been watching the Lord Jesus.
他们就是看过他们的主是怎么样的。
And so when they went out to preach, for the most part, they imitated their Lord.
所以当他们出去传道的时候，他们怎么听见主怎么传，他们也照样学着照着主的方式传。
They remembered things that the Lord had said when he preached the gospel.And they spoke these same words.
他们记得主耶稣怎么传福音，所以他们照着主所传的方式也一样
They even imitated the way Jesus laid hands on people to pray for their healing. And even as they were casting out demons, perhaps they used the voice the Lord Jesus used when he cast out the evil spirit. They imitated their Lord. But because they obeyed, the Lord granted them ministry and success. We have recorded in the Gospels when the disciples came back from their first ministry journeys.
那福音书里面就记载，当他们出去这样子完成主的使命，就回来向主报功。
They were so surprised.
那他们很诧异,
Even the demons listened to us.
啊,鬼都听了我们的命令。
All they were doing was imitating.
他们整个这一趟路程就是学主怎么做,他们就怎么做。
But the Lord was so real that they had an impact in these towns that they visited.
但是主是这样真实的，所以当他们这样效法主的做的时候，那个果效是非常大的。
And so as servants of God, they were brimming over with confidence.
所以当他们这一次的成功之行之后，都充满了信心。
Now is this not a picture in some measure of you and I as servants?
这幅图画不也很反映你我学习侍奉的时候也有这样或多或少的经验吗？
Now the Lord asks us as well to preach the gospel and to serve him.
因为主也是要求我们出去为他传福音，为他治病。
And how do we do it?
那我们怎么做的呢？
We usually imitate somebody.
我们就效法我们的师父。
Maybe we hear a gospel preacher, we really like him, so we practice his style.
你可能在你的生命中曾经看过哪一位弟兄很会传福音，你就学他那个样子怎么传福音。
Maybe we read some servant's book, it was very good, and so we preach from the book.
你也可能念过很多很好的讲章，你自己得到帮助，所以有一天当你出去讲的时候，你就把那个讲章也讲了一遍。
We have observed somebody's method of ministry, and we copy that method.
所以总而言之，在你的生命中，你有得到一些人的帮助，你就效法那个人怎么传道，你也一样画葫芦。I
don't know if you've been that way.
我不知道你干过这种事儿没有。
But I have been an imitator.
我曾经是怎么做的？
When I was going to seminary, I had to preach three times a week in the church I was pastor.
因为在我在神学院的时候，我们神学生有个要求，就是每个礼拜在自己的教会要传道传三场。
Actually, I'd only been a Christian 3 years, so I didn't know the Bible very well.
那个时候我才得救3年，我对圣经还不是很熟嘞。And
3 times was too much.
那一个礼拜要讲3次道，对我来讲太难了。But
at the school I was studying at, they had a library full of sermons.
但是我去读书的那个学校图书馆有很多很多的好的书。
Sermons by C.H. Spurgeon.
有斯布珍的书。
Sermons by F.B. Meyer.
F.B. Meyer弟兄的讲道。
G. Campbell Morgan.
摩根的讲道集。
I would read their sermon.
我就读他们这些人的。
I would copy their notes.
然后把它抄下来。
And I would give them on Sunday or on Wednesday.
礼拜天礼拜三我就照样讲。
G. Campbell Morgan.
今天讲摩根的讲道,
except I would be speaking.
只是我讲就讲他的讲章。
But you know, I was trying to obey the Lord.
我只是愿意顺服主对我的呼召。
I was learning some of his way.
那我就学一点怎么侍奉神的方法。
And you know, the Lord really blessed.
在那个日子主也祝福了我。
All I was doing was imitate.
所以我那段时间就是效法学人家就是。
I had an actually very shallow spiritual life.
但是我个人属灵的生命其实很肤浅的。
But the Lord stood by me.
但是主那个时候站在我旁边。
Is that the way you are?
你有没有同样的体会呢?
Are you an imitator servant?
你现在是不是正在模仿某某人呢?
Are you copying somebody?
你正在照抄别人的讲章啊?
I think it pretty much begins that way.
我们大家开始的时候大概是这么来的。
But we notice in the Gospels that Jesus begins to take his disciples deeper in the school of Christ.
但是我们如果仔细去看福音书，主耶稣怎么带领门徒的时候，你会发现主又开始要把这些门徒更深的一步来带领他们。
Because the basis of our ministry cannot be outward imitation and method.
因为真正的服事主，你不能够只是在那里做一个照抄的人，从外面来模仿的人。
And so you remember the Lord began to deal with his disciples.
你就会发现主这个时候就开始要在这些门徒身上来对付他们。
To show them their shallowness.
这个对付乃是一面让他们看到他们自己的肤浅。
Jesus was leading them deeper.
因为这个主在这个时候要带他们进深。
And he had to undermine their self-confidence.
主有的时候就要把他们的自信心给打垮。
And expose their shallowness and weakness.
借着这个打垮他们的自信呢，让他们看见这一个层次是何等的浅薄。
So a point came in his ministry to the disciples.
所以你就会发现主到一段阶段他的工作的重点是放在这些门徒自己的身上
and he began to correct his disciples.
他就在那里纠正这些门徒
and challenge his disciples.
挑战他的门徒
you all know the stories.
你们都很熟悉福音书
I just mentioned a few incidents.
我举几个例子
you remember when Jesus was speaking to the multitude
有一次主对几千人讲道
and they had been there a long time
这些人已经在那里很长时间了
and Jesus turned to his disciples and said now feed this multitude
所以主就转过来伸过来对门徒说喂给他们吃
now the disciples were imitators they did not have anything to feed these multitudes
那么这些门徒只是过去效一样画葫芦蒙头现在说要给他们吃这一招没学会
the disciples said The disciples said, no, 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 send them home. We don't have anything.
所以门徒马上反应说把他们打发回家我们什么都没有怎么叫他们吃呢
But they had no idea of the invisible storehouse of God's provision when we are serving the Lord.
因为他们根本不认识在主的那里有一个看不见的大粮仓
They learned such a lesson that day.
那一天他们又学了新的功课
Jesus said,What do you have?
所以主就问门徒说你们有什么
They said, well, a couple of loaves, a couple of fish.
五饼二鱼
And the Lord broke it and blessed it and fed the multitudes from his storehouse in heaven.
然后主就拿着这个五饼二鱼祝福了掰开就开始分给这么多的人吃因为这个粮食从天上来的。
Now we as servants, we come to a moment where we do not have what is necessary to minister to people.
那你就会发现主在我们身上的带领的时候主也曾经把我们带到一些场合要使跟这么多的人能够得到饱足而我们贫穷什么也没有。
Now have we learned this lesson?
那你要在这里学这个五饼二鱼的功课。
What do you have?
主问我们你有什么
The Lord says, let me break it and bless it.And I will feed.
那主就接下去就说拿来我要祝福他我要把它剥开然后分给众人。
Now you remember, immediately after this feeding of the multitude, Jesus and the disciples got into a boat.
然后这个功课学完之后主又赶快打发这十二个门徒上船。
Now these men were very confident about their faith.
这些人都是很有信心的人。
But as they began to row to the other side, a great storm came up, and the boat began to sink.
但是没有想到，当他们把这个船开出去以后，忽然间大风、暴风暴发作。
And suddenly was exposed how shallow was their faith.
那在这个大风摇里、风暴的里头，他们的信心什么都没有了。
Immediately their faith went out down into the water, and instead there was fear, and they became afraid.
这个时候他们的信心跟那个船的命运差不多要几乎沉船他们吓得一塌糊涂
They said Lord Lord They woke him up says, Don't you care that we are drowning
然后他们要摇把主摇醒说主啊我们要丧命了
They had so little faith
所以你就忽然间发现主把他们带到让他们自己看一看他们的信心有多大。
That day the Lord stood up and said peace and the sea calmed down.
所以在那一刻主就斥责风浪平静吧就平静了。
Now what do the disciples see?
那一刻他们看见什么？
It says they were amazed.
他们惊奇。
Because the Lord had such great faith. They had no faith.
主有这么大的信心而相对他们一点信心都没有。
Oh, how we have to learn these lessons.
所以你就会发现主就要我们学这样的功课。
You remember the Lord took Peter, James and John up onto the mountain and there Jesus was transformed into glory.
有一次主就把彼得、约翰、雅各三个人带到一个山上去突然间变相了。
And these three disciples were privileged to see the Lord transformed in glory.
这三个门徒是有特别恩典能够看见主变相的那个荣耀时刻。
But you know that that story is always put together with what happened when they got down into the valley.
那个故事也紧接着记载一段历史他们怎么样在那个山下。
And what happened?
在山下发生什么事呢？
There was a demon-possessed boy.
那个山下就遇见有一个被鬼附的小孩。
And the father of the boy was asking the disciples to please help.
那这个可怜的父亲就请求门徒帮助救救这个孩子。
But they could not help.
但是他们就没办法。
But Jesus, with one word, healed this boy.
同时他们就看见主只用一句话就把这个孩子的鬼赶走了。
Again, they came to Jesus afterward and said, why could not we do that?
所以因着他们的失败又看见主这么样的能力他们就来问主说我们怎么赶不出去了。
And Jesus said, you do not have a spiritual life. You are not prepared by prayer. And fasting for such occasions as this.
所以主在这个机会就教育他们说，这类的鬼，除非你禁食，他们不会，这个鬼赶不出去。
And so the confidence of the disciples was being undermined as they saw how weak was their basis.
所以你就借着这些例子，你就会发现主在这个阶段里头，借着他们的失败无能，来让他们学更深的功课。
But the more they saw their weakness, the more they saw the Lord's greatness and power.
他们在学这个功课的时候，一面是看见自己的无能小性，同时看见神的大能与能力信心。
Those disciples had so much to learn in the ways of the Lord.
所以你就会发现，主在这边带领他们来认识主的道路是怎么一回事。
And so when they were up on the mountain, and it was revealed to Peter that Jesus was the Christ.
然后他们带到一个高山上主启示他自己是谁。
They also came up against a great weakness of theirs.
在那个时刻同时也看见自己的缺点。
The disciples did not understand that the way of the Lord was the way of the cross.
因为在那个时刻门徒不懂主的路是跟十字架有关系的。
Peter was concerned about preserving Jesus' life.
在彼得的观点里头，他要保护主耶稣。
Peter knew nothing of the fact that Jesus had come to die.
因为在彼得的观点里面，他根本不能想象耶稣来的目的是要上十字架。
And as we serve the Lord, this has to be one of the most difficult lessons for us.
在我们服侍主的这条路上，我们常常发现这个点是我们最困难认识的那个点。
The way of the Lord is the way of the cross.
主耶稣的道路乃是十字架的道路。
And so it's no wonder that when we come to John chapter 14, as the disciples are standing there.
所以现在我们读十四章的时候，门徒在这里有个这么对话。
And for the last several months, their self-confidence has been undermined by the exposing of their weakness.
过去这几个月来，主一直不断地使他们看见自己的短缺，自己的软弱。
They had come to the place where they realized how often their spiritual judgments were wrong.
他们在这几个月的学习里面常常就知道我的判断是常常错。
And as they saw the greatness of their Lord, they desired to follow the Lord with all of their heart.
同时又看见主是这样的有智慧，这样的正确，他们更是诚心全心的 要跟随他。
And so they would just follow the Lord.
所以他们就跟紧紧跟随。
Whatever the Lord tells me to do, I will do.
不管主怎么吩咐，我们都要做。
I won't try to figure anything out.
我自己不靠自己了。
I will just obey my Lord.
我就是怎么听见就怎么执行。
This is what the disciples felt.
这就是这个时候门徒的心态。
We don't have confidence in ourselves.
我们对自己失去信心。
But we have all confidence in our Lord.
我们对主蛮有信心。
We will just follow him.
我们只要跟着你不会错。
And that's when Jesus said, "Now I am going away."
那就在这一刻，主对他们说，我要走喽。
No wonder Thomas felt so helpless.
难怪多马就觉得，哎呀，何等无助，没希望了。
Where are you going? We don't know the way.
你去哪里？你的路是什么？
Our only hope as servants is to have you tell us what to do.
我们做你的仆人，我们唯一的方法就是你怎么讲，我们怎么做。
What will we do now?
那现在该怎么办呢？
Nobody to imitate.
我们现在没得学了。
Suppose something happens we never saw you take care of.
那一旦有事情发生，你又不在，我们要跟怎么办啊？下一步怎么走啊？
And behind Thomas's anguish, I hope you hear.How much Thomas loved Jesus.
所以在多马讲这些话的时候，我们读的人应该摸到多马是何等爱主又何等的无助。
In his questions,
在他的问题里头，
there was a desperation.
他真是来到一个点是，哎呀，完了，没住了。
Jesus, please don't go away.
主啊，千万不要走啊。
They had come to the end of their way.
因为他们来到他们人生路途的绝路了。
They've been serving according to the ways of the Lord.
过去这段日子，他就是完全照着主怎么讲，他们就怎么做。
But now all of the outward is being removed.
现在忽然间，外面看得见、摸得到的东西都没有了。
Even the Lord Himself was going away.
主都要离开了。
What would they do?
怎么办呢？
Now, once again, brothers and sisters, I think this is a picture of us as servants of God.
这幅图画，不也就是我们学习侍奉主仆人的常常有的经历吗？
However we begin to serve the Lord, if we serve with a good heart,
是我们开始的时候，我们都有一个好的心愿来跟随主。
The Lord begins to undo our confidence.
但是主在我们跟随这趟学习的路程上，常常就把我们这对自己的信心，给打破了。
We can only imitate and use outward methods in ministry for so long, and that the Lord must take them away.
主允许我们在开始的时候，我们可以模仿，我们可以这个照抄，但是过一段时间就不允许我们这样做。
And those who serve the Lord are so insecure.
这个时候我们服侍主的人，我们开始有一种不安的感觉，没有安全感。
Servants of the Lord always are looking for a blueprint, a method, a strategy.
我们习惯于找一个固定的方法，一个策略，一个可循之路来服侍。
I live in New York City.
我个人住在纽约。
And I go to a monthly prayer meetingOf a servant.
我去参加每个月又有一些主仆人在一起祷告的聚会。
Now we are praying for God to revive New York City and save those that are lost.
我们为纽约这个城市的属灵的复兴祷告，我们为在纽约里面没有信主的人祷告。
And every month maybe 200 ministers come together for this time of prayer.
每个月差不多有200个传道人在这个时候聚集来祷告。
After we pray, we eat lunch together.
祷告完，我们在一起吃中饭。
Even though they're not Chinese, they always eat after the prayer meeting.
他们虽然不是中国人，但是他们也是祷告完以后常常在一起吃饭的。
And as they were sitting at the table and eating,
当我们坐在桌旁吃饭的时候
，you should hear the conversation.
那你就听听他们在讲什么。
It's all about a new method I found to reach the lost.
他们总是讲，我找到有一招怎么样跟没有信主的人传福音。
It's about a new strategy I discovered.
我又发现有一个策略可以
达到这些没有信主的人身上。
A new technique.
有一个新的方法。
Oh, I have 30 more people coming to our meeting now because we bought a bus and we go out and get people in the bus and bring them.
哎呦，我们教会买了一辆大的这个交通车，我们就去载人，所以我们过去这几个主日多了三十个人。
And so another minister write down, okay, I must get a bus.
所以另外一个牧师一听，哎呀，那我回去我也买一个交通车。
You know, we are always looking for some outward way.
所以你可以看到，我们就是找一些新的招法。
And so you can understand why Thomas was looking for some kind of outward way.
所以门徒也不例外，他们也是要找外面主啊，你给我们一些可循之途吧。
Now you know the fact of the matter is, we as servants of God have a great advantage over Thomas and the disciples at that moment.
今天我们服侍主比当年他们服侍主，我们有一些优点优势。
Because the way could not be understood by the disciples until Jesus had gone to the cross and been raised again and ascended and seated at the right hand of the Father.
为什么？因为在这一刻，主耶稣还没有上十字架，他还没有埋葬，还没有复活，还没有升天，这个启示根本还没有。但是我们今天是回头看，我们都知道这个已经成就的事实。
But we, as servants of Christ, have a great advantage.
今天我们有很大的优势。
Because we know that Jesus is enthroned at the right hand of the Father.
因为我们今天知道主坐在宝座上。
We know that Jesus is the way to salvation.
我们也知道主耶稣是得到人类得到救恩的方法。
We know that His precious blood has opened up a new and a living way for all of us.
我们也有这个启示，耶稣基督他为我们开了一条，借着他的血开了一条又新又活的路。
The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us to preach the gospel to the world.
而且圣灵已经降下来，让我们能够靠着圣灵的能力为他造全世界做见证。
We even know in our own lives the transforming work of the new creation that is going on.
我们也知道主的圣灵今天在我们每一个人身上在做那一个气质改变的生命改变的工作。
Every Christian knows that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life.
今天几乎每一个基督徒都知道耶稣是真道路真理生命。
And yet we have learned something from church history.
但是我们去好好读教会的历史。
Regarding serving the Lord.
关于怎么侍奉主。
Serving Him in the reality as of Christ, the way, the truth, and the life.
怎么样能够使道路真命真理生命这件事情成为实际而不是一个口号。
Even though the way has been opened up to us through Calvary and the resurrection.
我们也能够从圣经里面知道主这个十字架加略山十字架的道路是怎么一回事。
Through church history, we realize that the way always needs recovering.
而且你在这段漫长的教会历史，你就知道这个唯一的道路常常失落，又需要不断的恢复。
Servants of God who are serving in the way of the Lord lose the way.
有很多的神的仆人起先是照着这个路来服侍的，可是后来居然迷路了。
The church of Jesus Christ that is living in the ways of the Lord lose the way.
而主的众教会也常常是在这个侍奉主的众多的路众多的方法里头，可是却失去了那唯一的道路。
We are walking on the way.
我们都是走道路的人。
But with time, we begin to come to a plateau.
但是走走走，我们好像来到了一个瓶颈。
We lose the aspect of the upward, heavenly calling.
我们好像失去那个天招。
Our love, first love, turns into duty.
我们本来的那个起初的爱，今天变成了一个责任。
The light that we receive.Just becomes teaching.
那个本来我们得到的那个启示的亮光，今天只是变成一种教训而已。
The life that that we experience together just becomes tradition.
我们当年在神面前所得着那个丰富能力的生命，今天在我们中间好像这个生命变成一个传统。
And we find ourselves in an outward way.
逐渐我们慢慢发现我们自己从里面跑到了外面，我们所有做的都是外面的东西。
Along the way, we have placed many road signs of how to be a Christian and how to serve the Lord.
所以我们所有的都行，每一个做法，每一件做的事情都有一个手册，当怎么做，怎么做，怎么做，都是外面的方法。
We find ways and practices and scriptural truths and signposts along the way.
所以我们就在这条路上有很多的这个指标告诉我们，你到这里的时候你应该做什么，到下一步的时候你应该做什么。
How is it possible to serve the Lord in the ways of the Lord but lose the way?
所以我们就要来想一件事情，我们在那里服侍主，用 学走道路的人，可是今天我们居然迷路了，路都没有了。
So I mentioned I went to a school that specifically told me the way to minister.
我刚刚跟大家做我自己个人的见证的时候，说到我早年在那里学习侍奉的时候，我所去的学校告诉我的就是这些方法。
This is the way you preach the gospel.
你要传福音，你就用这个方法来传。
This is the way you break the bread.
你要擘饼，你就用这个方式来擘饼。
This is how you counsel people.
你要帮助弟兄姐妹，你就用这样的谈话的方式帮助弟兄姐妹。
Here is a plan to build the church.
你要建一个教会，这里有一个建教会的手册，你就这样一二三四就照着做。
They even gave a course in my school of church architecture. Here are different building plans for your church.
然后呢，还有一些怎么样设计这个教堂的这个建筑的不同方式。
And so, like many of God's servants, I was serving along in the way of the Lord, but I didn't know the way.
所以我们许多的传道人，许多主的仆人，都是在这里学外面的技术性的问题，但是对那个圣经启示的唯一的路失去了，不知道了。
But then something happened to me.
然后有一天主在我生命中发生了事情。
And now this happened a number of years ago.
这已经是好多年前了。
But I met our dear brother Stephen Kahn.
那个时候就是让我碰到了江弟兄。
And I would go to meetings where he would teach the Bible.
我就参加他在讲主的话的这些聚会。
Now even then I was pastor of a church and serving by the ways of the Lord I had been instructed in.
那所以那个时候我一面在我自己的教会做牧师，同时有空我就去听参加江弟兄的聚会。
But as I began to listen to our brother,
慢慢我在那里听江弟兄讲。
That's a long story.
这是很长的故事。
One day,
有一天
I saw the way.
我看见了那一路，那一条路。
But I lost all the ways.
那一天我就所有当年学的都却失去了。
When I saw the way, all the ways that I had been serving had to be re-examined.
当主把这唯一的路启示给我的时候，其他我所有众多的路通通消失了。
Because the ways of our service need to always be examined in light of the way.
因为我们所有过去所学的这些方法，这些路程，那都必须在那唯一的路的光中来审判。
Here's what I say. Those who know the ways of the Lord can lose the way.
我要这样说，我的结论是说，那些知道许多路的人，你就失去了唯一的路。
But those who discover the way, rediscover the ways.
那，你如果发现那唯一的路的人，你就可以知道其他许多的路。
Now what is this the way?
那么到底这唯一的路是什么呢？
We learn from church history that whenever the way is recovered, there are two characteristics of the recovery.
所以我们去读教会的历史， 在这两千年的里头，什么时候发现那唯一的路的时候，它有两个特征。
When the way is recovered,
当唯一的路恢复的时候，
the beginning and the end is reconnected to the way.
就是这条路的起点与这条的终点连在一起。
When there is recovery,
当恢复来了，
those who have recovered the way, they feel like everything they're doing is original, is fresh, is new, filled with life.
那些被主兴起来恢复唯一的路的人，他的第一个特征就是他们所做的是新鲜的，是有生命力的。
At the same time, these who are in recovery feel like they've been connected to the end.To God's purpose, to the goal, and to the glory.
那这批人同时又有一个感觉，他们今天被神兴起来，跟神永远的旨意，那个最后的目的是相连接的。
Do you see what happens?
看见没有？
Along the way, we get disconnected from the beginning and from the end.
今天我们的难处是在我们许多的路程里头，我们起点跟终点失去联系。
And when Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way.
现在主耶稣对多马说得很清楚，我就是道路、真理、生命。
There was a new beginning.
这里有个新的起点开始。
And a new understanding of the end in his Father.
那同时有一个终点清楚地指出来，父的家。
I am. This is a statement without tense. There is no past, present, or future. It's now.
当主耶稣做这个宣告的时候，我是这个两个字，它是也不是过去式，也不是未来式，它就是讲一个永远的现在。
I am the way and the truth and the life.
我就是这个道路、真理、生命，是永远的现在。
Thomas met the living God when Jesus said, I am.
当多马听见主耶稣做这个宣告的时候，他是碰到了这位真神。
And whenever you meet I am, you have met the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and suddenly the way is clear.
所以当你面对这个启示的时候，你碰到我是这一位，他就是走，他就是终。
So the way is something much more than just the way to salvation.
所以你会发现，这个走跟终中间就是一条路，这条路不仅仅是去了救恩而已。
Jesus is the way and the only way to the Father and salvation.
是。主耶稣是那唯一的道路，去父的家，也是得到这个真这个救恩的唯一的道路。
But the way is more than that.
但是这个唯一的道路要比得到救恩还更大。
The way is more than just methods of service.
这里不是讲这一个服事的方法而已。
The way is more.Than just the church life.
这个不是仅仅讲到一个教会的生活而已。
The way is more than just the Christ life.
这里也不是仅仅讲到一个基督的生命而已。
I am is the way.
我是这个启示就是way, 那就是道路。That's the power.
Okay.
Can you repeat?
Well, the I am is life itself.
因为这个我是这个启示神自己就是神就是神。
It's more than just our personal Christian life. For me to live is Christ.
这不是单单讲到你个人的问题，我如今活的就是基督。
It's more than just the church. Christ is the way of the church.
也比教会更大，虽然教会 与基督是一体。
Christ is the epic changing way for us.
基督是整个把我们生命改变的最高峰。
Now, the burden on John's heart is that we as servants might rediscover I am the way.
所以当使徒约翰把这个真理向我们启示的时候，你必须看见耶稣在这里所做的重大宣告，他就是那条路，唯一的路。
But we must come to the place where we honestly say, Lord, I don't know the way forward.
但是你要知道这唯一的路，你必须像多马一样被带到一个地步，就是说主啊，我没路了。
To those, he would come like Thomas and say, I am the way.
所以只有你来到没有路走的时候，主才会向你启示他是唯一的路。
How we thank God for those vessels in history.That have recovered the way because they met the living God in Jesus.
我们实在感谢主，在历史中有这么一群弟兄们，他们得着这一个启示。
I'm sure all of you know of our dear brother Sparks from England.
我想我们中间多多少少听过史巴克弟兄在英国的。
He was a servant of God in, I think, the Baptist Church.
他当年曾经是在浸信会做牧师。
And then he saw a Christ.Preeminent over all, and his life was changed.
有一天，他认识那基督是超过万物之上。因着这个看见，他整个的生命改变。
And he began to live and speak in a way of resurrection ground that the church had lost in the history.
当他开始要传讲这个基督是中心的信息的时候。当时整个的教会失去了他本来应该有的地位。
And even today, when we read his works, we can see how large is this Christ who is the way.
今天我们再来重读他的著作，我们能够看见这个启示是何等的大。
Perhaps you've heard of a dear brother Bak Singh.
可能你也听过印度的一位巴信弟兄
A precious servant of God in India
在印度
And in the last century He recovered the way among the Indian
他在上个世纪的时候在印度神用这个仆人把神的道路恢复
And thousands of Indians were saved
成千的印度人得蒙拯救
and churches were established according to the way
然后按照这个道路有许多的教会被建立起来
he was indeed a servant of God who saw the end and the beginning in his God
所以在他的启示里头你能够看到这个路有起点有它的终点连接在一起
and of course in this last century we have all known of our brother Ni
我们也在中国知道有尼托森弟兄。
The church in China was basically a Western device.
在那个时代里头，在所谓中国的众教会里头，都基本上是模仿西方的这些模式。
But the Lord opened the eyes of brothers and sisters in China to the way, the I am, and they saw the beginning and the end and the way.
但是主在那个时候借着这一个弟兄 与他同时的这些弟兄姐妹们他们看见这个异象看到神的 起点与神旨意的终点他们按照这个启示生活
These were great moments in the last century where epic changing revelation brought the church into a recovery of the way that had been lost
所以你可以看到主在不同的地方兴起不同的弟兄们在那个时代里面恢复了这个道路的这个真理使整个教会起了时代性的改变
But now generations have passed
今天又有好几代过去了
Many have served in the ways of the Lord
又有很多的人在许多的众道路里头在那里服侍
But those who have truly servedknow their weakness
但是在这些侍奉的里头，真正有心服侍的人就知道来到了绝路。
And those who have been faithful nevertheless see how weak is the testimony of the Lord among his people.
那些忠心的人在这些许多的服侍里面就察觉到今天我们是在何等软弱的光景中。
Generations have passed.
好多代已经过去了。
And yet the way, even today, needs recovery among his people.
所以你会发现在这样的一个荒凉的时代，今天我们还是需要神恢复这个唯一道路的真理。
How can we as servants, if we really have a heart for the Lord,
如果我们是主真正的仆人，我们有一个心来服侍他，
How can we be satisfied with the ways of the Lord in which we have been instructed if we know there is a more perfect way?
我们怎么能够以这许多许多的路许多的方法人的东西来满足，而我们忘记还有一个真实的道路呢？
If the way could be recovered,
如果这个唯一的路能够恢复，
God's servants would see their purpose from the beginning.
那神的众仆人就能够看见神的起始与神的终局。
Now there are some servants of God here, I'm sure, who are discouraged.
我相信我们中间有一些神的仆人这么多年下来有很深的失望。
Some who perhaps even feel they have come to the end of the way.
那么甚至他的失望里头觉得，哎呀，整个我们讲了这么多年的道路好像没都是白讲。
And there are some young servants here.
但是我们中间有一些年轻的传道人。
And they really confess they don't know the way.
他们要像多马一样说我们不知道道路是什么。
And yet only God can reveal his son in such a way that the way can be recovered among us.
但是我们知道今天只有神自己能够把他的儿子这唯一的路启示给我们。
There is no human ministry nor human method that can recover the way to his church and his people.
人是没有办法的，我们没有任何一个人可以把这个重要的启示启示给我们。
But we know the Lord wants to.
但是我们知道主要什么。
And today we have a very important moment before us.
我们来到一个非常重要的时刻。
Today, the coming of the Lord Jesus is nearer than ever before.
主回来，在今天来讲，非常的近。
And the Lord wants to recover his people in the way of expectancy. In order that he may come back.
主要回来之前，这条唯一的路必须恢复。
In this generation, in these days,
在这一代，
perhaps you have noticed,
你可能发现，
there is an earnest seeking among many young people today.
在很多年轻人中间，里面有一个寻求。
There is a fresh desire to know and to serve the Lord.
有一个真实的愿望要好好的服侍主。
But they see the church around them in ruin.
但是看看眼看周围教会的真正的光景是在荒凉的光景中。
In the United States, we are just going completely aside with doctrines like the prosperity gospel.
在美国我们看见的就是所谓的成功神学非常受欢迎。
And mega churches are turning people away from serving to just gaining.
这个所谓的大教会今天所给人的印象是说你能够从神得什么，而不是我们能够怎么样服侍主。
And our young people see this.
年轻人一眼就看得出来啊。
But when they see our assemblies, what do they think?
但今天年轻人看见我们所在的教会光景是什么样子呢？
I'm sure they must see some faithful servants.
一面可能他们看得到有一些忠心的仆人。
I'm sure they must see some ways of the Lord that are good.
他们也看到一些很不错的方法，很多很实用的路。
But are we living in the way?
但是我们是否真正走在那唯一的道路上面呢？
Oh, that the Lord would recover the way.
主一定要恢复
那个唯一的道路。
That we might know the I am in our midst.
在我们中间必须真正碰见这位我是这一位。
As soon as Jesus spoke to Thomas and said, I am, Thomas began a new way.
当主对多马启示他就是整个多马的生命从那一天完全的改变。
Now may the Lord speak to us, I am.
当然今天神向我们每一个人启示他是。
And lift us above the way we are going.
这样让我们能够从今天我们过去所生活的方式里面被神提高。
May our lives be found in him who is the way.
让我们能够找到我们在他里面的生命是我们唯一的道路。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
Among the servants of God.
在众仆人中我们有这样的祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
How precious is your gospel to us, Lord.
主你自己的福音是这样宝贵对我们每一个人。
Oh, how many times we see Jesus, the I am.
有多少次你向我们来启示你就是。
You are the light and you are the bread of heaven.
你是光你是生命的粮。
You are the resurrection and the life and the true vine.
你是生命是复活你是真葡萄树。
But the Lord, we come to you as servants and say, Oh Lord, that we might see the way.
主啊但是今天我们做你的仆人我们愿意看见那唯一的路。
Not just small ways of service.
不是这里一点那里一点。
But be caught up in the way, who is the beginning.
让我们能够完全被你那你的道路有始有终抓住。
That we may experience that recovery that brings freshness and originality because born from your throne.
让我们能够被你自己这条路抓住的时候我们能够得着这一个丰盛新鲜的生命乃是从宝座出来的。
And that our way may be empowered because we sense we're joined in the purpose of God for the end of glory.
让我们能够与主的永远的旨意结合在一起因为我们知道我们的生命乃是有目标的。
Lord, all we are weak servants.
我们实在是一个软弱的仆人。
Given to imitation and outward methods.
我们常常在那里模仿也用了许多人的方法。
Oh, strip away from us all of that that we depend upon.
主啊今天我们求你把这些我们所依靠的方法一样一样把它挪掉。
That we might discover a new and living way with the I am before us.
让我们能够真正经历主你这又新又活的路是我们的主。
Recover your people.
求你恢复你的子民。
Recover your church.
恢复你的教会。
Recover your testimony.
恢复你自己的见证。
Recover your life among us.
恢复你在我们中间的生命。
Restore to us the transcendence of that life lived.
主啊，让你这个上升的生命在我们生命中活出来。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。